What Floats Your Bubble? A podcast dedicated to aeration and industrial blower technologies from Atlas Copco USA.
Welcome to the What Floats Your Bubble podcast. A special edition today. Haven't done one for a few months, but very excited to be doing one today. And as we record it today, we're about a month away from WEFTEC. So we was having our planning meeting and we thought, why not? Let's do a quick podcast. So round the virtual table today, there's five of us, including myself. I'm Paul Humphreys. I'm the communications manager for Atlas Copco. We have Gatlin, Paul and Eric, many of you know, and then Leanne, of course, from the application side. So let's just jump in, shall we? And Leanne, I come to you first, as I always do on these podcasts. So WEFTEC is right around the corner. What are you most looking forward to?
Hi, Paul. I'm most looking forward to having a full show, everything and everybody back in their place. 2021 in Chicago was great. It was interesting to get to spend so much time with clients one-on-one, but the full energy and what WEFTEC has really come to be for us as an exhibitor, and I think getting the more interaction with all of the clients, the contractors, and the EPCs is really what makes the show so special.
Absolutely. No, well said. Paul Peterson, I'll ask you the same question, if I may. What are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, very similar to Leanne. Really looking forward to seeing all of our friends together in one place, getting our customers together. One of our favorite things to do is just engage with people that sometimes we only get to see once a year at WEFTEC. And as Leanne pointed out, many of them missed out last year. We were there, we had a great time, but just looking forward to seeing people again, you know, showing off our equipment and getting to spend time as a team.
Absolutely. And Gatlin, back to New Orleans. I think that's a favorite of yours.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get some Cajun cooking. But I guess as far as WEFTEC goes, the thing I look forward to most is, you know, getting to see customers and actually, you know, being there with equipment that so we can actually, you know, talk through and discuss the different parts and pieces and how it all works together. But being in person, having all the equipment there that we normally do just seems like a great combination to me.
Absolutely. And then Eric, perhaps a couple less WEFTECs than the rest of the gang. What are you most looking forward to going to WEFTEC this year?
Really, really looking forward to giving away the Atlas Copco swag, because I might be partial, but I do believe that we have the best swag to give out. So just want to encourage everyone to come by our booth and see what we have this year.
Great segue, Eric. Paul, I'll come to you first if I could. So, I mean, what can visitors expect to see on the Atlas Copco booth at WEFTEC 2022?
We're going to have a lot of equipment there. So we're going to have one of our ZB VSD Plus high-speed turbo blowers with magnetic bearings. We'll have one of our ZS4, which is one of the most compact rotary screw blowers on the market, extremely efficient PD blower. And I believe we'll have one of our small ZL blowers, a positive displacement tri-lobe, which is great for small plants, small airflows, intermittent duty, things like that. And I believe we'll have some fun interactive displays and, of course, our smiling faces as well.
Leanne, I come to you next, if I could, on this. So Paul there just talked a little bit about the booth. Tell us about, you know, I think it's become quite legendary in certain parts of the world. Tell us a little bit about our WEFTEC event this year.
We will be having our customer appreciation event this year at Copper Vine. If you are interested in attending, it'll be Monday night, October the 10th. And if you either come by the booth or get in touch with your local Atlas Copco representative, they can provide you with the invitation. And we look forward to seeing as many people that we can this year.
Absolutely. No, thanks, Leanne. Gatlin, coming to you, you know, from your customer engagements this year, what have been some of your biggest takeaways from what customers are talking about? You know, what are their hot topics? What are their focus areas? What are their concerns?
Lead time is a big one. You know, the world economy and the way things are going is just making things really tough for manufacturing right now. Another one would be the new Build America, Buy America Act and how that's going to affect manufacturing in our industry. And I think there's actually going to be a lot of things going on at WEFTEC this year kind of centered around that.
And then, Paul, same question to you, if I could. Give us some feedback from customers you've been visiting over the last 9 months or so.
Obviously, lead times have been a concern. You know, this new BABA IIJA legislation has been a concern. It's going to be nice for people to get together and really synergize and talk about solutions to those challenges. And I think that a lot of our customers in particular are really excited about some of the innovative things Atlas Copco is doing to keep business moving. And so hopefully we'll have a lot of good conversations with folks there on the booth and throughout the week at the show.
Leanne, come back to you, change tack slightly. So, you know, if we look to the future and, of course, all about innovation and new products, I mean, at this point in time going forward, what can we say about new products and things being developed? What's the focus for us in that area?
I would say that the focus of us is to continue to expand our existing product lines. We have a few new products coming out that are going to be a nice segue in between some of the sizes that we've had.
Paul Peterson, I'll ask you the same question, if I may.
New products that are coming are going to be bigger and better than what we've had on the market before, and we're really excited to unveil those.
Let's sort of go towards a finish. So, you know, let's just focus on some of the great features that we've talked about on some of the other podcasts. So I'm going to put you on the spot, as I always do, and say, you know, we talked about come see the machines, come see the great people. If you had to highlight one feature of our machines, whether it be one of the inside technological components or whether it be in remote connectivity, what do you want to highlight? So, Paul Peterson, I'll come to you first. Tell us what is one of your favorite innovations from Atlas Copco and the reason why.
My favorite innovation would be the backup ceramic bearing on our ZV VSD Plus magnetic bearing turbo blower. It makes the thing essentially bulletproof. You know, even if all the power safe failure protections somehow didn't work, which they always seem to do, there is still a backup that really makes it the most reliable blower on the market.
Gatlin, come to you. Same question. Highlight one of your favorite features on the Atlas Copco low pressure range.
So I have to say probably the innovation that I'm most impressed with is the oil injection on the gears and bearings of the ZS line. You know, with that and just the way that the oil is cooled and filtered and treated right, I mean, we can take the normal life of bearings and exceed them by 5 to 10 times. So, you know, just it impresses me how long you can go without having to maintenance normal wear parts that you would normally have to maintenance 3 or 4 times in between a replacement. So.
Very good. Thanks, Gatlin. Eric, the product guy, tell us, what is your favorite innovation? And I know you're going to say you don't have a favorite, but you have to. So go on, go for it.
You know, funny enough, Gatlin stole my favorite innovation, but just a little bit further back, one of my favorite things just about this low pressure group in general is that we have a highly specialized and trained service group that not only is our low pressure specialist with our machines, they're specialists in the systems, the applications that these blowers will be servicing. So they're a great asset. And one of my favorite things we've done since I've been with the company is put this group together.
Yeah, very nice. Good. Thanks very much, Eric, for that. And then Leanne, is there still one left for you? Tell us, or have they stole it all? What's your favorite?
I kind of have a favorite for each product, okay. If I may.
You may.
For the MagBang Turbo, I love the fact that we don't have to rely on any external resources for backup power, that we're using the coast down energy to convert and control the safe stop of the unit in the event that there was a power failure. with the ZS line, I think we've taken great strides with the design to provide extended intervals between maintenance so that you get, you know, 16,000 hours between some of the maintenance intervals is, I think, quite remarkable. And then with our packaged lobe, the quietness of it. I was shocked again the other day when I walked in and one was running and I didn't know it was on.
Yeah, very good. So look, I guess all that remains to be said is, yeah, depending on when you're listening to this, whether it be a day, a week or a month in advance, we shall see you at WEFTEC. So thanks, gang. Thanks very much again for giving you your insights. I'm really looking to WEFTEC too. It's my first one in New Orleans. So I'm sure that you will guide me through the things to do and the things not to do. But for now, folks, thanks so much. Thank you for listening. Gang, thank you so much for another great podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.